It seems there's no stopping the digital currency Bitcoin, at least for now. One Bitcoin has risen from a value of under $1,300 a year ago to $13,612 and rapidly climbing. While investors and speculators are driving the value of Bitcoin, its adoption by the public at large has been limited. But now, Melbourne property developer Robert Gadd is accepting Bitcoin as part payment for new real estate. Mr. Gadd says he's hoping to use the method to set the property apart from others.
I believe that the cryptocurrency is a way of the future, and I think the market has really taken on more acceptance in the last few months. And I think that now's a possibility that someone out there with a lot of cryptocurrency, Bitcoin or the others, can put down a small portion of their funds into real-world assets.
Mr. Gadd says for a property buyer, Bitcoin could prove to be a financial blessing or a curse.
There is the potential between now and a settlement date that the cryptocurrency could well and truly increase more. So whatever that percentage of Bitcoin was at the time will go up. But in the same breath, it also has the reverse in that it could go down.
But investment banker Tom Elliott warns of fluctuations in the currency, saying there wouldn't be much risk for a property buyer, though vendors, he says, need to be careful.
I think if you're the person receiving the bitcoins, there is a risk because their values fluctuate so much. Movements of 20% in just a few days are completely common with Bitcoin.
Many, though, are choosing to buy and hold the deregulated currency. Wealth advisor Shane Chanel says the world's largest futures exchange, CME, is planning to introduce a Bitcoin trading tool which would attract the banks.
Institutional investing and your big sophisticated investors, they're really where a lot of the capital comes from. As you know, a lot of the wealth is tied in towards a small percent of the market. So with it being regulated, at least we'll see a massive inflow of capital into the currency.
Mr. Chanel says anyone thinking about investing needs to give it a lot of thought, as there are many in the financial world predicting that the Bitcoin bubble will burst.
Like any asset purchase, understand your risks, understand your investments, and don't go into the hype. Number two, just be conscious of where you're looking to buy. Now, there's a number of exchanges out there. There's a number of Australian exchanges that you could potentially have a look at who are working with Austrac, who are looking to protect the consumer.